Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast, brought to you by Evolve Salon Systems. If you are in the professional salon industry, this podcast was created for you. We are going to talk about everything from trending topics, motivation, business savvy, and bring you incredible guests along the way. If you love what you're hearing, please hit that subscribe button and definitely leave us a review. Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome, everybody, to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am joined by our own Kristen Young, team leader, like, all over the place. She's team leader in Connecticut, team leader right now in our Mid-Atlantic region, and you are just wearing a lot of hats right now, correct?
Love it, though. I mean, they're fashionable hats.
But you're seeing, what I love about that is you're seeing salons all over. Like, you have a good cross-section of salons. So you developed something, and she's not loving the title of it. She cringes every time, but it's so good. It's the roadmap to revenue. And we're going to take six stops today, people. Six stops. I wish I had like a horn.
Well, I think it's probably the subliminal, like, I miss being on the road so much. And yes, you know, that's constantly on my mind. Like, those of you who are used to not being in one or just two places a day can probably attest you're feeling a little cabin fever. So the road is calling. So we're going to detour from our normal.
I say I like crave school pickup now. I'm like, oh, I get to go in my car and drive somewhere. And it's fantastic. No, I love this. And you actually, as of this recording today, you were in salon for the first time in over a year. And you were teaching or sharing this information that you came up with. And today we're going to talk about these six stops to more revenue. And I know a lot of them are going to feel really obvious, but you have to really dig into them and really use them. Like, you may know them, but if you're not implementing them, like, then we're not going to make that extra revenue. So I'm so happy you put this together, because I think it's so good. Tell me what you're seeing and why you put this together. Like, what are you hearing, seeing, and knowing that's going on in the salons right now?
So what I'm hearing and seeing working with salons in different markets in New England and Mid-Atlantic, there are some similarities. And the salon that I visited today, it was the first time I'd seen them in over a year. I have been sneaking into salons here and there. You can't keep me out, guys. You can't keep me out. I've been there. But in this particular case, it's a larger salon who also is experiencing pretty much the same, whether you're a two operator, a five operator, or a 25 operator. Everyone is feeling the restrictions of capacity limitations, not being able to double book. So those, you know, the roadmap that we always lived in, the pit stop we always lived in, was if you're down revenue, you're down clients, you know, we need to focus on what you have. We need to focus on frequency of visit. We need to focus on increasing revenue via service dollars or retail dollars. But a lot of that across the board is still out of our control, because clients can't double book yet, right? A lot of people still need to take the time in between clients to break down and sanitize. So even though we've made so many strides to improve where we were in 2020, there's still a lot of restrictions that we can't control that physically mean we cannot see the same amount of people still. So
even, and it may be a long time before we can, and some salons may never go back to double booking. Like, who knows? Like, it just may
We don't know, but we can't afford to sit around and wait for someone else to tell us. So if you are, quote, fully booked right now, which many people are, they're still only really maybe 50, 75% booked to where they were this time last year. Obviously, every state, every county is a little bit different in what they're offering, but the general consensus is they're not where they were, and we can't just sit around anymore and wait. So we have this idea of a roadmap to revenue. They're not new ideas. I cannot take credit for dreaming up these ideas. It's stuff that we have been talking about for a year. You've talked about it on many of your podcasts. But essentially, when we can't physically get our clients in any sooner than they're coming because the capacity is full, or maybe clients still just haven't come out yet, you know, they, for their own personal reasons, how do we reach out and get new clients? How do we reach out and touch on new revenue, you know, in different ways that we've never tried to before?
So let's dig in. Let's get in our cars and dig in. I had to. I'm sorry. I'm going to be pretty cheesy throughout this and use a lot of references like that. So it's just going to happen. I want to. So let's get started with how we're going to make more revenue and get more dollars back into the salon and at least get to where we were, get break, like even with last year. If not, I'm seeing some salons, believe it or not, I know you're hearing this too. Some salons are right on par with last year because they've already implemented this, or they're even doing better. They're like, you know what? We just did a pivot and we are in it. Like we're doing well. So,
and those clients are spending more, you know, we've definitely seen the other side of this, which is clients do want to support their small business salon. They want to support their local stylist. So all of those feels are there. We still just need to reach out and be aware that there are up to 6 different opportunities collectively that you as a stylist could take advantage of if you haven't so far to add to everything you've got going on right now.
All right, let's make a stop. Number one, let's do this.
Who's driving? Who's driving?
I'm steering and then
I'll just tell you when to pull over. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So why don't we start with something that you've talked a whole ton about before? I know it's CBD is a big, big pit stop in this CBD world.
Yes.
And I feel really strongly about, I'm not trying to sell a CBD product. You know, this isn't about selling a product to sit on your shelf. This is about understanding the opportunity in the CBD world. So when it all shakes out, the industry has grown 700%. So, you know, there are people driving by every single salon that are using and purchasing CBD from somewhere. So
it's mainstream. It's mainstream now. No one's totally worried about getting high or anything. Like they understand the differences, consumer awareness. Like, I'm not getting high from it. I mean, grandparents were using CBD. Come on.
Yeah. So as a salon, as a stylist, you need to jump in on that because we all know what the benefits of CBD on hair and skin are. They're extremely reparative. They're really great for any kind of irritation and inflammation, right? And when you ingest them, they also help with inflammation. They help with pain. They help with sleep. Skincare, right, is a huge, it's actually another spot across the road, but we dabbled into RPM and skincare to see where CBD can help impact the most looked at portion of our bodies these days, because everyone is behind a computer in some capacity. So if people aren't on the CBD bandwagon yet, they need to get on it. If nothing else, it's great retail sales and retail commission that can help supplement in-salon sales, e-commerce sales, you know, sales that you're not getting from the clients that are sitting in your chair, because anyone can purchase it from you.
And you can affordably bring it into your salon, but it's a whole concept. It's not just hair and skin. It's body. It's dog treats. It's wellness. It's help. We've got sleep aids. And I'm going to sound salesy for a minute. You don't have to do it as a salesperson. I'm going to, as a social media person, say, not all CBD is created equal. And one thing that really impresses me, I tell people, is you can scan the QR code on our bottles and you can see our white papers. We are third party laboratory tested, which means you don't have to trust what we're saying. You can trust what a third party lab is saying about our CBD. And it is of the highest quality certified organic pharmaceutical grade. So don't just put any CBD line in your salon because you're like, oh, a buzzword, because it is a buzzword for sure. But make sure you know like what you're selling and promoting. And that's something I'm really proud of with our RPM line is, awesome, you know, what we offer. You touched on skincare. We've got like a serum that is absolutely incredible. And we know one of the most Googled beauty products are serums. And then we have our new spray, which helps combat the blue lights, we're getting from our phones, our computers. So you guys, we have a whole concept. So that's the sales pitch for you. But if you don't know about RPM yet, you crazy.
Well, and we might as well go right across the road to our next pit stop in skincare, because you bring up a really great point that I do not think a lot of stylists understand. Vitamin C is literally the number one most searched for item, ingredient, product on the interwebs. It is everyone and their mother, literally their brother, is searching for vitamin C. So you need to have a vitamin C product in your salon. And fortunately, in working with Evolve, we do have that product attached to our skincare line, which also falls under the CBD umbrella. So you're like double and triple dipping into way different industry and revenue categories that you can possibly have. So it's an easy sell at this point.
And it's not a esthetician's line. This is a retail line. So this isn't
totally simple.
You don't have to get like nervous that you're going to get like 4,000 products that you have to learn all these protocols. This is a retail line with great eye creams, moisturizers, serums, and vitamin C sprays and things like that. So very easy, marketable products. So don't say, well, I don't have an esthetician. You certainly don't need one. If you have skin and put stuff on it, you can sell this product.
That's right? What makes it beautiful. It doesn't even need to compete with the big, bad aesthetic line that you have. Also, this is something that literally every single person is searching for, no matter how old you are. So do yourself a favor and put it right in front of your client's face. Blow it up on your social media, put it on your Salon Interactive, and allow people who are already looking for this and searching for this to find you when they are.
And I would say to my clients, if you're using a cell phone and you're looking at it every day, you need to protect your skin, right? Like that, there's the conversation. Like, do you use a cell phone? Yes. Is it in front of your face? Yes. Well, guess what? We're going to protect it from that harmful blue light with this amazing new spray. So
before the pandemic, a lot of people were guilty of laying in bed in the middle of the night with all the lights off and the blue light just hitting their face.
Yeah.
So cell phones actually have the option to switch off the blue light. So they were onto this before we were. Now, 12 months into this, where everyone is on the computer for school or for work or for doctor's appointments, for church, for everything that we're doing, it's still virtual. You bet your butt that I'm worried that the light is actually penetrating and aging my skin. So that D3 spray that you can use as often as you want every single day replenishes and totally helps. Plus D3, depending on where you live in this country, you're deficient of it anyways, because you physically, the elements outside are not conducive to being nourished enough with it. So it's a win, and it's so relative to all of us.
And not to brag, but honestly, you just turned 40. I'm 45. We don't even have wrinkles. I'm just putting it out there.
Don't have wrinkles on this call either.
We have no wrinkles. So we're clearly doing
fine. My age. You just blew up my age.
I said mine. And it's much older than yours. It's older than yours. Come on.
Age is just a number, Lisa. Age is just a number.
The point being, we don't even have wrinkles. It's ridiculous. Okay, that is just...
I like to say it's the chub that keeps the wrinkles away, but now it's the D3 and the vitamin C.
D3 and the vitamin C, and that's exactly what it is. So you guys, not only do we have the CBD cover in this revenue generator, we've got the skincare portion too. We have a whole wellness lifestyle brand that is ridiculous, because you're probably like, well, that's like $10,000 to bring in. No, it's like under $1,000, it's like ridiculous. So don't count it out, and there's money to be made. And with a 700% growth, you're crazy not to have it. I'm sorry.
The number one most searched for item on the internet.
Yes.
Just saying.
I think I've called people crazy 3 times now on this, so I apologize. It's probably just, you know, because I'm a little bit crazy. So all there is to it. So let's make another stop, girl. Let's talk at-home hair color.
Do we want to talk at-home hair color, or should we scoot on over to our Gen Zs who love them so much younger than us that don't have gray hair, but are also...
Let's go there first.
Because
it kind of falls in line.
It's a big party that they're having over there.
Yeah, and I see we've got Gen Z and Millennials in there, two very different groups of people, which is
two totally different groups, similar interests. So Gen Z specifically is 68 million people in this country.
And the oldest are about 20 right now, 21, right? Because it's
they're the younger. Yeah. So they start anywhere from 10 and go all the way up to 2024, depending on what website you look at. But they're the younger half of the Gen Z and millennial conversation. And what's interesting about Gen Z is they are very different from the millennial. Whereas, you know, the millennials, they were super obsessed with like influencers and, we all lived through the Instagram influencer era, but Gen Z,
they wouldn't buy property. They wouldn't commit to anything, where Gen Z seems more traditional.
Gen Z is more traditional in a way. They're loyal to brands. So they're loyal to a culture, a feel, a brand. So if you're a stylist or a salon, basically Gen Z wants to have the same experience in person all the way through their digital footprint to them being able to get it the same awesome experience through their phone in purchasing or engaging with you through social media. But what's really cool and specific to us in this podcast is they are obsessed with some pretty unique things, some silly things that have nothing to do with us on this call, like fitness and athleisure? I don't even know.
Athleisure wear.
Yes. Like all of that stuff that we rocked in the 90s that now has come back. And if I had only kept my Adidas sneakers from like, you know, 1993, but,
they're wearing like $75 sweatpants. Like my kid is 12. She'll walk out of the house and I'll look at her outfit and go, I think that's like from the Van sneakers to the sweatpants, to the hoodie, to the scrunchie. I'm like, that's like $300 on her bod right now. And she looks like she's
going to the gym.
I'm like, I think she's wearing $300 worth of athleisure wear that I bought. Yeah.
Well, so they're obsessed with that stuff with obviously, you know, Evolve doesn't really have much to do with
it. Yeah, they want to be like comfortable and they want to be, but they like their brands, but they like, do you find too, like they want that brand has to give back and be like belong to something.
They want clean brands and they want simple brands specifically in our world of the salon industry. They also really like things that have to do with the ocean and simple packaging, like who doesn't?
Inclusivity.
Yes. But specifically they are looking for clean products and they are looking for simple products. So when I say clean, I mean the measurable cleanliness of a product, not the general marketing term of something being green or something being organic, because those are very bold blanket statement words where a lot can still get swept under the rug and you can still be considered green. You can still be considered organic, but a clean product literally is measurable and missing known toxins and known ingredients that can be less desirable. So the Gen Zs are looking for this stuff. And what's interesting, like you just said it, they're the ones driving a lot of these buying trends because you, as Sophia's mom, is the one saying, all right, well, if I'm going to pick up a pair of Vans for you, I'm going to pick up a pair of Vans for me. I also have a very savvy 12-year-old in my life. Yes. And, you know, she is, I mean, when I was her age, I was obsessed with like lipstick and lip liner and I couldn't put enough blush on. And it was all about like tweezing your eyebrows and then drawing them back on. Now she's into skincare. All she cares about in terms of makeup is mascara, because she wants to know that what she's putting on her skin is helping her. Like there's just been this whole shift in them focusing on wellness and skin. Like color cosmetics are down, you know.
I can't. It's, I was wondering if it was just my kid. Every night, I'll be like, "Are you in bed yet?" She's like, "I'm doing my routine." She's in there with like four serums. I see her take all the stuff out of my FabFitFun box. She has more serums and eye creams, but her skin is gorgeous. If she gets one little tiny pimple, she's got her pimple cream. Like she's got the RPM stuff. She's got like all this stuff, and she's, "I'm doing my routine, mom." I'm like, "Oh, all right." Like she washes her face every single night and every morning. She's got her serums and everything going. Like it's crazy. That's so that is definitely, it must be the TikTok thing where they show you how to do all this. They don't wear a lot of makeup either.
It's great. Whatever's driving it. But we as people who sell things in salons and stylists who are looking to get new income groups of people, I mean, we've got to pay attention to this humongous group of people, which is literally 89 million people in our country. So, you know, maybe they're not the ones walking into the salon with their allowance money purchasing stuff, but you bet.
But the mom is.
A mom, a dad, an aunt, a sis, somebody is.
A blue light spray. They're going to buy that. They're going to be like, oh my God, my daughter's buried in it. Like I would totally get that for Sophia. She'd be like, oh my God, she'd be spraying it all day long at school. Like, excuse me, I need a break for my blue light spray.
Well, even for the boy, like even for people who aren't into skincare, you know, they want body products. They want shampoo and conditioner that are clean, that don't
have
the toxic ingredients in it. So obviously we have product brands that support that as well. Chris being one of them, there's another one coming to our portfolio soon. But the point is these are not products just to sit on the shelf. They truly represent an army of people and revenue opportunity that stylists need to tap into. So
I totally, Crisp is a perfect example. We were at the mall and Sophia went off with her friends. She came back with this bag. It was all heavy from Bath and Body Works. I go, what in the world is in here? They had a buy three, get three free on the body sprays. And she's like, I got three of them for free.
Yeah, like, and they're loaded with toxins. Sorry, Bath and Body Works. Like, I love that.
Absolutely.
But I just read an
article, Victoria's Secret's closing stores. Bath and Body Works is opening more. They're owned by the same brand. They're opening new stores in a climate where no one's opening stores like this. Like, it's huge. And they want this product. They want these good smelling sprays. And we have this all in Crisp. So if you're not carrying something like Crisp in your salon, you're crazy. And you can market it that way. You could do a buy three, get three free. How the pricing works.
Literally that Generation Z pit stop party that we stopped at. Maybe they're not pit stops, Lise. They're parties. We're stopping.
They're parties.
That's way more fitting for our personalities anyways.
Yes. But
that Gen Z big party encompasses the clean beauty products that are just exploding. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's projected to do $25 billion a year. Clean beauty. $25 billion with a B. Like,
that's not a million.
Could the salons and stylists just get in on like a teeny bit of that?
Right.
You know?
Like,
so clean beauty, Gen Z, your CBD, your skincare, it's all happening. There's a lot of people invited to the party, a lot of people that are spending money at this party, and we need to get in on that. Like, we're inviting ourselves. So come in.
And set it up as a department, right? Set it up as your department in there.
Yes.
Like, here's our clean beauty. I love that.
Yeah.
And again, it all ties back to, we're not here to pitch you. We're just saying we have this stuff because we, like Craig and Jerry did this forecasting years ago, like what's going to hit, like they're on top of this. So they knew they got into production on this years ago. Right. So that's why we have it, and it's what's trending and happening. So I love it. Where are we going next?
I think we should, as you had mentioned before, there's this big elephant in the room in our industry that is called at home color. And I know it's sort of kind of icky to talk about because no one wants to feel like they're selling themselves short or they're just throwing out their career and offering at home hair color to clients. But I saw some pretty interesting stats that made me go, oh, right. I have to kind of check the personal feelings that I have associated with this because at the end of the day, 40% of women color their hair at home, which means 4 out of 10 of the cars that are driving by the salon right now, 4 of them are coloring their hair at home. 38% of women do both. So I know that a lot of salons and stylists have been telling me that they're seeing their clients stretch out their appointments for whatever reason.
Right.
Point is, why are they stretching out the appointment going to, you know, a box color in between seeing you, if you could provide a solution for them in that off cycle, you know?
Right.
So combined together, that's 78% of people, which means how many people, 22% are actually staying loyal to a
salon.
That
was quick math.
That was quick math, girl.
That was good.
But the astounding part of all of this is $100
million.
$100 million is what Madison Reed saw in 2020.
Ugh, her voice.
So again, we could take the personal out of it. At the end of the day, $100 million was spent on at home
hair. We can't be mad at her. She has a business model and she's making money and she's an entrepreneur.
I saw a ridiculous statistic also. I can't remember where I saw it, so don't like fact check me on it. Maybe I dreamt it, but I didn't dream it. An at-home color kit is purchased every 24 seconds.
That's crazy. I believe it. I mean, look at this. I mean, look at Sally Beauty. Look at CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, like Ulta. I mean, they're just stacked with boxes of at-home hair color. If it didn't sell, they wouldn't be stacked with them.
Right. So, like, what does this really mean for a salon? It means you keep doing your clients' hair. You keep doing them professionally. And you let them know that if for any reason they have to stretch out an appointment, or someone gets sick and they have to cancel because they're quarantined, whatever the reason is that they can't physically make it in your chair, you have a solution to keep them from spending an extra dollar in the $100 million wrong direction. They can still get it from you. So we do offer kits through one of our brands. It is a totally different hair color than what's in the back room. So all of those questions that I'm sure people have running through their head right now, contact your local sales rep because they have the answer to put your mind at ease. This is not something that we want to run screaming from the rooftops. It's not plastered on social media anywhere because it is such a sensitive topic, but it truly is to help provide a solution for stylists who physically are not seeing their color clients right now, but then also stylists who want to try to figure out how the hell do I tap into 78% of women who aren't sitting in my chair for color.
Right? So do you bring it up to a haircut client? I mean, how do you market
it? Yes, absolutely. Bring it up to a client who only comes to you for a haircut. You know that they're box coloring their hair.
Like, we're not talking about this with color clients, of course. We're talking about this with the clients that come in and just get hair color or just get haircuts or things like that.
Sure. Or if you have a color client that you haven't seen back, call them and ask, say, hey, I happen to notice that I haven't seen you in the last couple months. I miss you. Is everything okay? Check in. And they'll probably say, oh, well, you know, they'll give you the reason, hopefully, because you've got a relationship with them. Like, this can be an alternative for them because there's something physically stopping them from walking through your door right now. Right. But they're ordering it online through another company or they're ordering it off of Amazon. You know, they're getting it from wherever, Walmart. So put your hat in the ring and say, I miss you. I can't wait until you can be back in my chair again. But I understand right now why you can't. So I have a solution for you too.
Right. So we have this hundreds of billions of dollar industry of at-home hair color. And we're suggesting that you just get a little piece of it with clients that are never going to have you put hair color on their head.
Correct.
We're just saying, perfect. I love that. We're also saying, if that's not for you, don't do it.
No, absolutely.
There's an option available.
So when everything last year first started happening and salons started shutting down, there were a lot of salons that were like desperate to help their clients because clients were calling them and saying, oh my gosh, I need you. And there was a lot of legality around that, a lot of insurance issues around that. So this is just a prepackaged thing that takes the liability off of you. It still maintains your professionalism because you are still the one consulting and recommending which shade to purchase.
Because you never know in that aisle. You don't know. You need that recommendation.
And guess what? If you know that they're doing it, you might as well give it to them so that you know what's coming back to your chair and that you're not trying to bust through some level two.
Do you charge? How do you, because I really don't know much about this. I'm just really going to ask just a couple really brief questions. Do you charge for that consult with it?
So that's up to each individual salon's discretion. I mean, each salon is doing it a little bit differently. If you're recapturing business that you lost, you know, some salons are just making that complimentary phone call and having the conversation and then selling through the actual kit.
Okay.
Some salons are, you know, if it's a client, you know, that is just being honest and saying, listen, I need to space out my appointments because I lived 6 months without color and now I can't justify coming every 4 weeks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's different programs that salons are running to kind of couple the sell through product and the consultation together. So I'm going to throw that right back into each salon and their vibe and their culture and what they think would work the best with their clientele. Okay.
What has been the reaction when you're presenting this to salons or talking about this? What has been
the reaction I had when I first heard about it? I was like, what the F? You know, like, no, because we've been ingrained for so long. And then when I stopped and saw these stats, I was like, oh, I'm one of the only people not invited to the party. So I just now feel grateful. And many of the salons that we've been able to have a real conversation with about feel grateful that they have access to a professional solution. So it's still customized. It's still personal. It's still, you are still their stylist. We're just bending and saying, we get it. We get that you can't come in right now. So please, let's keep this relationship alive and loyal. And let me just help you out right now, because all the product that's in there is just enough for, I mean, they can't do a whole head retouch. Like, it's
they're not balayaging and doing all this crazy. They're literally doing this is some root cover up and, you know, essentially like a higher level, like root cover up, right? Like just better, you know, it's kind of
correct. And it's just, it's about the bigger picture, the bigger concept of
we have to survive about. And thrive.
We're trying to recapture or gain what we had, you know, we're trying to get back to where we were. So We're going to leave this party because there are probably zillions of questions, and I'm going to refer back to your local sales consultant or your team leader or Lisa Bean, who clearly did a great job talking about skincare. So I'm sure you could learn all about.
I'll be like, girl, I don't know what the right answer is because I can't color my own hair. I can't think of anything worse than trying to color my own hair. So I would be like the person that would never do this. So I want to just ask too, this has nothing to do with that. I want to ask, what are some of the best referral programs we can offer right now that salons are doing to get more people in because we need new customers? And then what are some of the best service upgrades we're seeing out there? And I'm going to you because you're out there, girl. You're with the people.
So right now, some of the best referral programs that a salon can offer is, I've always run from the Evolve philosophy of go big or go home. You know, why don't you offer your client a free haircut for every free haircut they send through your door? This is something that I recommend only if you have the time. So obviously right now, people who are feeling maxed out because of capacity issues might not be the time to do a referral program because, you know, they're struggling to deal with the amount of clients they already have. But for stylists who still are not booked or who are newer to the market, you have the time, you know, so use the time wisely. And if you can get a free haircut in your chair, why not? You weren't doing anything else anyways. And if you can reward the person who sent that to you, you just cemented your loyalty with that client and
they will continue to be
your client. Yeah. For many years to come. So it's worth giving a little to get hopefully a lot. And that free haircut needs to be seen as an opportunity to retain and maintain that customer, turn them into something more, turn them into a color client, have them keep coming back, sell them retail while they're there, make the retail commission. Right. So I've always loved that, which is an approach that Evolve recommends, period. You know, I think the more complex people try to make referral programs,
like $15 and that person will get $10 and then and you're like, this is so confusing. Do you also like for the existing client, if someone's like, ooh, I've got like an $80 haircut, I don't really want to give that for free. Or even if you have a $20 haircut, whatever. What about like, would you ever give like a free shampoo and conditioner to that client? You wouldn't? Okay.
Oh, to the referring client?
Yeah, to the referring.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Yeah, you could. I mean, again, it goes back to, you know, your clients the best, right? Stylists know what drives them. Some people want free stuff. Some people want, you know, an extra time. Some people want a free upgrade while they're already there. I mean, the the reward just needs to meet.
It's good.
Yes. And honestly, why can't you pick your top five clients in a salon and ask them, hey, what can I offer you to have you refer three or four people for me?
What would make you, because if somebody said to me, you're going to get a free haircut, or I'm going to give you like your free products, I'd be like calling everyone I know, like, you got to get into my stylist because I'd want all of it, right?
Sure. But maybe somebody else might want a private session with their, with their stylist so they can come in.
Yeah.
On a Sunday when no one else is there and just feel pampered and loved on. I mean, that could speak volumes. Yeah. So I think the reward portion of it is the fun, easier part, because as you said, we've got to pivot. We've got to, you know, survive and thrive, and we need to be open and ask, hey, you are my number one customer. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you're my number one client. So,
oh my God, I felt like you were saying it to me. I'm like, oh my God, thank you.
Well, see, so it works. So you're my number one, Lisa.
Yeah.
What can I do to have you like tell your three best friends?
And they're going to be like, I'll just do it for free. And you're like, Nope, you're not doing it for free.
See, I totally appreciate that. So no matter how small it absolutely is, what can I do? And if they're like, nope, all you had to do is ask, win to win. But engaging in the conversation, I think, is the first step. As far as service dollars and upgrading, you know, right now I'm in Connecticut. It is cold. It has been cold. So anything that you can do to add moisture into any part of the body right now. So I'm a really big fan of, obviously, some deep conditioning masks that you can bag and put under a moist heat source. But I also love the idea of utilizing some of the body creams and body lotions that we offer, the sanitizers that we offer. So you're doing it sanitarily and giving those hand massages and just truly feeling like, wow, I feel pampered to be here. I know my hair is going to look great too, but I'm getting that drink of water that I want also. So I know that's probably not the case down in Florida in March.
You know what? I always say this. Florida still has winter, and to them, this is their winter, and their hair is feeling dry because it's a weather change. And I'll tell you something. I just was looking into that 11 Australia new mask. Oh my gosh, that is going, oh my God, the coconut smell and the, oh my God, your hair is going to feel like silk. I'm so excited about that.
The Cove restorative mask over the weekend. And I
so
was like,
amazing. Oh. We have so many exciting, so many exciting products that you can use. Yes, the Cove restorative mask is incredible. There's just so many great products and you can just give them an experience and that they're going to be like, I'm never leaving you. Like, you're the best.
Because what we've seen in 2020 is the clients who are coming are spending. They are happy to support their local salon and the local stylist. So don't shy away from asking. And I'm not saying it needs to be a ton of money. If it's $5, $10, $15, whatever is right for your demographic, if you can just order a little extra something, and then they give you a little extra something for it, that helps close the gap of what you're feeling by not being able to see as many people.
The best thing too that evolved, like you guys do as team leaders, is you go through those numbers with people and you say, okay, here's what you need to do a day to break even or to exceed. So people know where they have to close the gap. Like if you don't know those numbers, you have no idea. But I just want to share a pro tip that worked with a salon I was working with. I was working with another team leader. We created a menu of upgrades with all different price points we did it by minutes and price points. So it was like 5 minutes to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And had a team meeting. Everybody knew the services and they killed it with upgrades because they were talking about them. They understood them. I think a lot of times what happens is we talk about upgrades and then the stylists forget. So they had in their mind all of these upgrades. They had their own little menu that people could be at a consumer menu and then the stylist menu that had how to do these, right? They created their own shine treatment thing. So really do this.
You know,
don't just listen to us and say, great idea. Like go in and make that menu, work with your sales consultant. We have the capability to do this with all of you guys. So absolutely. I feel like we're at our last road stop and this is kind of so exciting. This was our newest sort of launch. Exciting. This has been 2 years in the making. So we did not jump on any bandwagons or anything like that. This is 2 years in the making. Talk to me, girl. Talk to me.
Well, we're going to be at the textured hair party.
The textured hair party. So, I want to go to a party now.
What I loved the most is obviously no one can see me, but I have all of 4 hairs on my head. They're super fine. And I mean, it takes a lot of work every day to fake like I got a full head of hair. So when I first learned 2 years ago that we were going to come out with what I assumed was a curly hairline, because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I just called all textured hair curly hair. Cause like, that's what I thought it was. I was like, oh, well, this would probably be the first line ever that I have to sell that I personally cannot use because of I don't have curly hair. You know,
Know that you only, like you do a good job hiding it then because you look like you have a full head of hair.
Oh, well, thank you. So once we waited for the long anticipated education to follow, I, again, kind of like that, oh, I didn't know what I didn't know moment.
Yeah.
And holy moly, 65% of the world has textured hair. Like 65% of the world has
a lot of people.
World, humans, right. Like men, women, children, everybody, 65% of the world has textured hair. And there's 4 categories of textured hair.
Yes.
Like, there's 4 levels to textured hair. So I actually have textured hair.
Are you level 1?
I mean, I barely make it into the level 1.
You know what? You made it, girl, though. You know, you made it. So I love it.
I'm classified as something in the hair world. So
I love it.
So obviously, all kidding aside, you know, textured hair is something that a lot of stylists don't have experience with.
They run away from it.
And they run away from it because they assume it's very specific experience that they need to have, which partly is true. But when you break it down and understand there's 4 different levels, it becomes less scary because most people, like the level 1 and the 2, you know, it's pretty manageable. It doesn't really start getting nerve wracking until you're in a level 3 or 4. And if you don't personally have that type of hair, how would you know how to cut, style, or color it? Because they don't teach it to you in hair school. They don't.
Like thick hair that has some wave to it.
Yeah. Volume. Yeah. Yes. So I'm just like as happy as can be because we have opened in the last, almost 2 months, so many of our existing salon base with Tribe hair care products.
Trybe.
Try to be, right? Like,
yeah.
Because they're like, oh my gosh, we've been waiting for this. We've just needed a specific product that we can target.
And there had to be education involved with it, right?
Well, the textured hair, the scalp issues that can come along with textured hair. And yeah, the education behind it, period. End of story. Yes. The education, the handholding that we do to help explain what this range actually is and not what, you know, it could potentially be blown up to be. The truth of its texture above everything else. And this is why we need products for this type of hair, because 65% of the people in the world have it, whether they know it or not. So a lot of these products, you know, can help them in their everyday lifestyle when they didn't know they even had a problem. You know,
and whole families can go to the same stylist now. I was recording with Craig, and I was talking about my sister, her, like my nieces. My sister is white. My brother-in-law is black. And like, she had trouble doing their hair. She's a hairdresser. She's a hairstylist, right? And she had to learn how to do their hair and make it look beautiful and celebrate those curls. And, you know, she's got it down now. But, you know, her as a stylist, can you imagine? She wouldn't have been able, she'd been like, nope, I can't do that hair. And most stylists are like, nope, I can't work with that hair. I don't know how to work with that hair texture, right?
Unless you've specialized in it. And what we are saying is you can all specialize in it. We have the education to help teach you how to specialize in it, to help market that your salon, the doors are wide open. So no matter what texture of hair, you can come here to get your hair done.
Yes. I'm in. Love that. We don't care. Like my friend Serena, she's like, oh, I think that line's for me. She has thick, unruly hair. It's straight with a little, it's like a little bit. And I'm like, no, this is the line for you. She's like, oh my God, finally something that actually works.
And when creating it, the viscosity, the thickness, it's so liquidy that for the first time ever, when I'm talking to even some of my own personal girlfriends who have a level 3-4 textured hair, I've given it to them and they're like, oh my gosh, my scalp feels clean for the first time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because it actually hits the scalp and cleans the scalp. So
it's getting in there.
There is a ton of information packed into Tribe Hair Care. What I really wanted to expose people to today was it's about being able to service textured hair. So whatever that means to you in your market, there's textured hair there. Maybe some markets have more ones and twos and some markets only deal with fours. I mean, I don't know, and I don't think it matters. It's just that 65% of humans are falling into one of these four levels, and we need hairdressers who they can feel open to come talk to and not have to drive 2 hours out of their way to go see a salon that specializes, you know, in
absolutely
texture. Yeah.
And for a daughter to be able to go to the same stylist as her mom.
Yeah, sure.
Like, just like all that kind of stuff. So I think it's so important. And I'm so excited with what I see our salons doing and just talking about this inclusivity in the sense we can service all. So shout out to Luscious & Co. Our girls there. You're doing a great job of promoting this and using this line and really making it feel so special. We have a webinar coming up that if any of these ideas sounded fabulous to all of you, we have a webinar coming up with the people that created these kinds of products, the people that can speak to this even more than Kristen and I have today. I should say, Kristen, she put all this together. I did nothing. She made it all. But April 12th, we have a webinar, and you can click the link in our bio on Instagram, or you can click in the show notes and you can join us. And it's just going to be conversations and to learn how you can bring more revenue in by a lot of the things that we talked about today, which is really, it's just going to be a little bit more in depth. And I think it's going to be really important for people to hear and listen to this and see the possibilities, because our industry is amazing. And I know your passion is just like, I want my salons making money and being successful and happy. And you're a goal getter, sis. You have to get your goals. And I know people set goals with you and you're just trying to get them there. So this isn't about selling products. This is helping you guys get to your goals. So
it's selling solutions. You know, every salon is feeling the same, no matter how big you are, right? you know, stylists are still feeling a little bit weird, and it's okay. We just can't dwell on it. And I think what I love most about this is with this just got renamed instead of like roadmap to revenue. It's like the party to revenue. I don't know. Cause I think I miss parties even more than being on the road. So
we should have been drinking champagne, obviously, since we're at a party. Well, this goes back to you introduced me to your friend, Jessica, who, if you guys listen to last week's podcast, her website is Pivot and Slay, and she is the queen of pivoting and slaying. And we're right now, if you haven't incorporated these things, we're asking you to be open to the pivot and to do really well with it. Well, thank you so much, you guys. I have Kristen's Instagram handle in here. You're going to want to follow her. She's sharing a lot of great insights into the business. So follow her. She's like, thanks, Lisa. Now I have to post some stuff. So now that's great. You post good stuff. So follow her on Instagram. If you want to know any more about what we talked about today, join us for the webinar on April 12th. You know, if you're like, I want to meet someone from Evolve, we'll put you in touch. Just send us a message. We'll get you in touch with the right person. But thank you so much. This was amazing.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And you guys, I want you to drop a comment with your favorite thing that you heard here and the one you're most excited about. So drop that into a review and let us know what really spoke to you on this podcast. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. We hope you loved it as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. If you did, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social channels. Share this podcast with your industry friends. And don't forget to leave us a review. If you have ideas for upcoming episodes that you'd like us to cover, or if you would like to be a guest on our podcast, email us at socialmedia@evolvesalonsystems.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we love bringing you great content for our incredible industry.